This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people. The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
Well, welcome. It's Judith and me here again with the Hospice Show. We've got a really sort of crowded green room today. And in the studio with us, for the moment, we've got Sally Hancock and Justin Downer. And they're from Milford Dell on the south side of the island. And you are well known to people on the Hospice Show because you were the people who brought in the alpacas to the hospital, which we thought was amazing. And they actually behaved themselves, we understand. So, Justin, tell me about what you do with alpacas, please.
The alpacas are an amazing a resource in a way that we can use for our clients to come down. They can interact with them. They do all the stuff with them. They clean them, groom them, feed them. We walk them. It's just a great activity for them physically and mentally.
Fabulous. Now, we better rewind because we haven't yet explained what Milford Dell is. So, Sally, could you possibly tell us a little bit more about Milford Dell, please?
Yeah, Milford Dell is a support agency. Mm-hmm. We support people with learning disabilities, yeah, brain injury, autism, that sort of thing.
Yes.
People who live in their own flats, but who have support in the form of support workers who come in to help them live independently.
So do you have some flats of your own, or do you send people out to their flats?
No, they're actually owned by Milford Dell.
Okay, so, fine. And is it all in one location or a number of locations?
No, scattered about, mostly in Sandown Lake area.
Okay.
At the moment.
Well, it sounds a brilliant enterprise, but you have also got this extra enterprise on the side where you've got some land, I understand, and you're using that land not for farming, but to keep animals, interesting animals, who sort of help with the client's therapy. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah. Huge range of animals. I think, James. I've made a note here from our conversation in the green room. I think there are alpacas, llamas, chickens, goats, turkeys ready for the Christmas season, and sometimes some pigs too. So real cross section.
So you're
there.
Not going to spare the turkeys?
No.
Oh well, that's nature red in tooth and claw, I suppose. Yeah, but you do spare the alpacas, I hope.
We do, as long as they behave themselves.
Yeah. And Sally is a horticulturalist, and I think you're in charge of sort of the gardening aspect.
Yes,
we
have allotments there where we grow all sorts of things. We also sell the vegetables. We do have a veg box scheme during the season. We make, coming up to this time of year, we're making things like holly wreaths and Christmas decorations.
Oh, how fantastic.
From natural bits and pieces that we have about.
Great.
So,
is that available to the public to buy, or mainly for your
we do residents? Supply to sort of staff and one or two outlets. We're just starting to. So yeah, it's something that we're hoping to grow and develop.
Oh, fantastic, because you're also interested in crafts, I understand.
Yes,
Sally.
We do quite a range of things, and we're hoping to offer workshops as well for people to come along and learn how to do different things.
Oh, how fantastic.
Sounds amazing. I mean, if people sort of want to support you in terms of what you're doing, I suppose, what should they do? I mean, can they come along and help look after the alpacas with you, or do you have volunteers?
We do have volunteers, yes, that's correct. And we're more than welcome for people to come along, have an introduction, and if they like it and would like to help us, we'd love that.
Well, that's fantastic. Can you stick with us, because we're going to have a track now which took a little bit of finding. We wondered if it was possible that there were any tracks that had anything to do with alpacas. Amazingly, there are many groups called Alpaca. Unfortunately, they're all uniformly appalling. Well, actually, that sounds like slander. To my ears, they didn't quite work out. Let's put it like that. We'll rewind. However, there is a Swedish group from Gothenburg called Alpaca Sports, and this is their most popular track, Just for Fun. So stick with us, and we'll have some of your colleagues join us in a second and tell us whether you like this or not. Well, as I said, we were trying to find tracks by groups called Alpaca. The groups that I found called Alpaca didn't really suit me, but that one was called Alpaca Sports. It's from Gothenburg in Sweden. I'm joined by Tim and Nick. What did you think of that track, you two? What did you think?
I mean, it's really good.
It's not bad, is it? What did you think?
Yes, it's very good.
Well, I think, that's two thumbs up. I think I better get them on Facebook. I liked their page this morning, so I think I better do something and say that there are some guys here who love alpacas who also love alpaca sports. Now, tell me, Tim, Nick, you are at Milford Dell, or you're looked after by Milford Dell. What is so good about it?
Oh, it's just a fun place to be. The staff are really friendly. It's just to help people, as Sally said, with brain injuries and people with learning disabilities. It's just somewhere for them to go and sort of live independently.
And Nick, how do you feel about Milford Dell? Is it good?
Sort of.
Oh dear. Well, I think Justin's going to have a word with you when you get back later. Yeah, exactly. But you enjoy the animals, do you? Is that something that you really like? I think it's a nice added bonus to have animals. I mean, Tim, what do you do with the alpacas? Do you have to muck them out, or do you have to walk them on a daily basis?
Oh yes, definitely. You have to make sure they have a nice clean area to live in and have plenty of exercise.
Fantastic. And Nick, can I just ask you, what do you do with the animals? Do you look after the chickens? Do you help muck out the alpacas?
Well, I do look after Justin's dogs.
Oh,
well,
that's nice. Oh, yes. And do you both feel that sort of looking after animals is sort of really helpful? Does it sort of make you feel calm and happy?
I do it just to pass the time. I'm not really an animal lover.
Oh, okay. And how about you?
Well, I go feed Justin's dogs.
Oh, well, that's nice.
He likes my dog. I've got a puppy.
And Justin, what is your favourite animal? Because you've got so many. Judith was listing them.
I think it's going to have to be the alpacas.
I think they're really, really kind animals, actually, because they look after the other animals, don't they?
They do.
And the good thing is, if they bite you, they only have one set of teeth on one side, so it's more like a bit of a suck, isn't it?
It is.
Well, Justin, thank you very much for joining us. We've got Tim and Nick with us. I'm going to say thank you to you. Justin, we know, is an AC/DC fan, so here is one of his favourite tracks, You Shook Me All Night Long. Old Jay and Dissolve Me. Well, I hope we're not going to get dissolved in the studio, but it is a little bit like an isolation ward here, because Chip has got a cold.
Yes.
Macca ran out of the studio, and in fact, on the lunchtime social debate earlier today, you thought at home that Chip was phoning in from somewhere far away, but in fact, I'll give the game away, Chip. You were actually just standing outside the studio, and Macca didn't want to catch your germs. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Well, okay.
That is correct. Okay. It was funny.
Well, for all of you at home now, unfortunately, we're in the studio with Chip, with the door closed. So if next week we are sniffing and dribbling, Chip, we'll know who to blame.
You can blame me.
We're building up our immunity. I think we have to look at it.
I'm going to blame.
Whatever happens, Chip, do not go to St Mary's Hospital, because they've got some kind of horrible vomiting bug there.
I won't. I'm rarely up there. I'm going to blame my mum and dad for this cold.
Yeah, I think you should stay at home now. Now, in the studio with us, of course, we have got the wonderful Marion Tosca, who is soon to be Marion Achu Tosca.
I hope not.
Now, Marion, we've been talking in the past about the wonderful things that you do in the evenings over at the John Cheverton Centre, and you've started something else, because on Tuesdays you have... what is it you do on Tuesdays?
We do Death Chat.
That's it, Death Chat on Tuesdays. On Wednesdays, you've got crafts in the evenings, and you're doing lots and lots of Christmas decorations, I know.
We are.
But something wonderful new that you've started is a drop-in service for kids who are bereaved or about to be bereaved, and that's going to be at 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoons, I understand.
Well, it is, and we started it last week, me and one of my colleagues, Elaine, and we... just thought, oh, what could we do that was sort of very easy for people to access? And we thought an after-school art group would be great. So yeah. We're running it from 4 to 5.30 in the John Cheverton Centre. And we've got a range of activities that we're going to put on our website. But from memory, they are kite-making, pottery, poetry, painting. I think painting pebbles. So lots of different art activities for children to do. It's brilliant if people ring up before they come, but actually they can just drop in as well, so you don't have to pre-arrange.
And it's the idea that, you know, children who are bereaved can sort of, while doing pottery or something like that, just chat to each other about their experiences, or do you facilitate a conversation?
Well, it's slightly different from the days that we've arranged, yeah, which are more focused and more directed towards sort of discussion. So this really is just an opportunity for kids that are in a similar circumstance to come along and do some art, and quite naturally, if they want to talk, you know, then they can. It's a place where they can talk.
It's just that they can network, really.
Yeah,
oh, that's fantastic.
So it's a very easy. Easy way to be.
And also, I suppose it gives them something creative to work on, and perhaps takes their minds off things as well.
Absolutely.
For a little while too.
Yes. Yeah.
If they're just looking for sort of an artistic outlet.
Yeah. And a sense of normality.
Yes.
Good. Well, Marion, stick with us, because we'd like to come back later and ask you about how those Christmas decorations are going. In the meantime, Chip.
Yes.
For the second time, managed to lose the next interview, but you have.
Yeah.
Snatched triumph from the jaws of defeat, haven't you, Chip? Because I saw your little fingers working out there in the green room editing this, because you had an interview the other day with Mags Perry and we were unable to get it on. So what we're going to do is get it on now. Let's listen to that. It's in two parts. In the middle, we have got the monkeys, and then we have got one of Mags's very favourite artists. It's Robbie Williams, and we thought we'd go bang up to date with Robbie Williams and Party Like a Russian. But let's hear her first, and then we'll have the monkeys.
Hi, it's me, Chip, here, and I'm with Margaret, also known as Mags. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm a lot better than I was when I came in. The 2 weeks that I've been here have been marvellous. You know, what they've done for me has been marvellous. So I'm very, very grateful for the help and the care that I've received here in 2 weeks. And I wish more people knew just how hospices work, that it's not always just a place to come to die. It's also a place to come to get better, you know, as well as we can be in the meantime, and it's a very happy place to come, and very nice, and, you know, caring, kind, and I feel so much better, I can't tell you. So, you know, I wish more people could see it for what it is, but not be obviously poorly, but to actually see what these people do.
They do a good job, and they help people quite a lot, if you don't mind me asking about your problems.
Okay, I'm very fortunate that the cancer I've got is very slow moving, really. So at the moment, it's just contained within my bones, which is bad enough. But it means that apart from my mobility, I'm quite well normally. So it's in my spine and pelvis, hips and... Yeah. Legs, so it's in, you know, but as I said, they're controlling it very well, and I'm very grateful for that. So, and long may it continue. So, you know, the medicines and the care that I get is helping considerably with my quality of life. So, yeah, I'm very grateful.
What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, not me, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Could hide neath the wings. Can it mean
to us? Well, that was the Monkees and Daydream Believer. And would you believe it? We have been singing along like that, like mad, like some crazed Sesame Street puppets, I suppose, in the studio. We were synchronised. It was a sort of flash mob of monkey chorus singing, yes. I suppose you could say. And very good it was, too. Now, Chip, that was a nice interview with Max. We're going to go to part two of that interview now, because you did a little bit more with her. And then... one of her favourite artists, Robbie Williams. We don't know whether she likes his recent track, Party Like a Russian, but let's try it out.
So what was it like stroking alpacas?
It was fantastic. I'm just so pleased that I came through because they're just amazing, aren't they? They're just soft to touch and they're so kind, you know. The fact that they can bring them here and let everyone see them, I think is wonderful. I think it's really, really good, you know. I'm really pleased. They're lovely animals, lovely.
They're good. At the hospice, it's really cool being here and it's friendly. And we've got to get a lot of people to come up here more. I mean, this is a community hospice and we need more people up here to come and see it.
Yes, I agree. Totally agree with you, Chip. It's really important that people see it for what it is, that it is a community, a place for the community. And as I said, the whole range of people they deal with, you know, different, the whole spectrum of illness. So people just, you know, come and go. That you can come in for respite care, or you can come in like me for just the medicines, or, you know, there's all types of patients here, but they're all treated with respect, dignity, and, you know, they're helped. And we laugh, we have a good time, you know. It's not all somber and miserable. You've seen that, haven't you, for yourself, that,
yeah,
you know, even the patients, that we're all, you know, quite upbeat, you know.
It was lovely to interview you. What song would you like me to play on the radio for you?
Oh, now, could I just, I don't mind which one, but could I have a Robbie Williams song?
Okay, here's Robbie Williams.
Stay social and get in touch. It's /Vectis Radio on Facebook. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
That's my girl, and that was Fifth Harmony. They're very stompy, aren't they, Chip? But you rather like that, I understand. Now, Marianne, you have got 2 minutes and no more. In fact, probably only a minute and a half, because we are almost at the end of our show. But I would just like you to tell everybody how wonderfully your Wednesday evenings are going, because it's like the 12 days of Christmas, isn't it? You have got a Christmas decoration that's being made every single week in the John Cheverton Centre.
Well, it kind of is, and it's gathering momentum. And so last couple of weeks I introduced pottery, and we made ceramic leaf dishes that you can put sweets in to give as a gift.
I remember you saying
and
yes.
And this week, just gone, we made ceramic snowmen. So we had 16 snowmen ready to be fired in a kiln that will be
nice.
Tea light holders.
Oh, beautiful.
And what about tonight?
And tonight we're glazing.
Wow. Well,
you're glazing those same
glazing
tea light holders.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, that sounds very good. And are people sort of growing in confidence as they sort of...
They are, and it's just a very social group. So it doesn't matter if you've never done anything like this before, but the sociable nature of it and coming together and chatting and doing some art, it's just good fun. So come along.
Good. Well, brilliant. Thank you, Marianne and Chip. So that's Wednesday evenings.
Wednesday,
what time 6:30 again?
6:30 to 8:30.
Okay, at the John Cheverton Centre. Here's Barry White. Thank you very much. Another hospice show in the bag, and we'll see
in
you again
bag.
In 2 weeks' time.
The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
www.vectisradio.com